You're listening to In Demand, the podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we welcome Tyler and Elaine from Neon Trees.
Yay!
To
hello!
Hey, hey.
I'm clapping for myself.
You should always clap for yourself.
It's nice though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does it not make you feel good about yourself to
you
have a little clap?
Because at school, that was one of the things we always did at school. Mm. We always applauded ourselves as classes when we did some good work.
So. Oh, it's true.
Maybe it's a British... Is it
not in America. We're very self-deprecating.
Right, we're like, we don't deserve any praise. We're so sad all the time.
No,
I'm kidding. We're not like that at all.
Yeah, the Americans we've met, not been like that.
Oh, well.
And we both watch Glee, which is clearly
right, the opposite.
Nothing like that.
So we've been playing the song for 3 or 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
One of our sort of top tips for the new year.
Yeah.
Being you guys, of course.
And you know what? It's great to play something with guitars in again.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yay.
Oh, we've been hearing that lately around the UK. It's very pop and R&B, I guess.
Yeah, it's gone. It's very much an urban takeover, which is great because, you know, it's fine.
There's a lot of good music.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to see that sort of music take precedence over other stuff. But at the same time, it's refreshing.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'll probably say not the easiest job for your record company to get you onto commercial radio.
It's a little, it was quite the hurdle. It was surprising, in fact, that we get played on some of the stations but
yeah, it was actually really exciting. We were going to some radio station in New Orleans, which is a very like urban hip hop kind of influence area. We were going to the station that plays like bass songs basically for people with the big subwoofers in their car.
Yeah.
And then like there was a song like and it was like, and next Neon Trees Animal. I was like, nee, 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 nee. But it was funny to hear it with all the bass. It was
extremely troubling.
It was cool.
Make sure you guys stand out, people pay more attention
there
to
you
what
have it.
It is.
But in the US you sold over 2 million copies of the song,
yeah,
is that right?
It's
that's crazy.
Kind of stunning. Yeah.
It's amazing. We love it.
I bet you do. Do you like, does everyone you meet you just randomly you know talk about
we're at McDonald's
going, by the way.
Could I have a burger? And I sold 2 million. No, not at all.
I wish you did do that. That'd be funny.
We are very normal, but when somebody asks, because oftentimes we travel in the airport together and we look like a band.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, you've got to be a band. Have I ever heard of you? And it's great to be in a band where you can say like, yes, you probably have.
At least.
Even if you don't know it, you probably have, because it's in a lot of commercials in America. So if you like, if you live in
it's
the
really,
public
really
life, you've probably heard it. So that's a really cool feeling.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be, right?
Yeah.
I'd love that.
So part of your fruition as a band is thanks to The Killers.
Well, Ronnie.
Particularly
Ronnie. Yeah, Ronnie. We don't even really know the other Killers very well. I mean, we've hung out maybe a couple times at random
things. I don't think I'd know what to say to Brandon. He's like a bit of a legend, isn't he?
He's sure. He's a very...
And he's hot.
He's reserved.
Very cool person, yeah.
He's reserved. He spends a lot of time... Not socializing.
He looks like
it
that
shows,
kind of
which
guy.
Is understandable.
But not too far. He's not. Yeah. I don't find him creepy.
He's not rude.
No,
like, he's not a jerk.
Not at all.
But Ronnie became a real friend and really helped us early on. And it seems. I mean, it was so long ago and such a short little blip. But
we literally
really...
played 2 shows with them. Mm-hmm. So people are like, "Oh, you toured with them," and it's like, "Well,
the effects really."
Yeah. They're amazing.
You know, we're bigger.
And is it true that he found you because he came to see you perform at a small club first of all, and then he sort of went, "Oh, I wouldn't mind those guys playing with us."
No, exactly. Yeah, and
so he just knew of you somehow.
I mean, at that point, we were playing outside of Utah. We were playing for maybe 10 to 15 people,
right? And they were basically family and friends that had traveled.
Like within our local sphere,
we
were doing well. But yeah, so it was really exciting.
Right, but the thing about the way that we have always played has always been big. Big playing, and we don't really care if there are 10 people or 10,000 or 100.
It's for the passion of it.
Yeah, we love playing music and we like expressing ourselves, and so we played like we always did. And I think that's one of the things that he told Tyler he liked about us.
That's the best attitude to have, though.
Yeah. Well, you have to, or you would go insane.
Yeah, you'd die and probably
slit
your wrists.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that. I strongly urge children everywhere not to do that.
We don't advise you to do that, no. Just keep going.
15 years, if 100,000 people pay 50 quid to see you, yes!
Right. But can we talk about, speaking, this is a little off topic, but not really because we were just talking about suicide, is when we arrived the first day, not this tour, but the first day when we were back, we toured with Foxy's Shazam for like 5 shows here in the UK. Last year, and the first day we got here, we drove under this not very high bridge, and there was somebody that had jumped off of it.
Oh.
And our tour manager, who's from Scotland, is like, "Oh yeah, that's the bridge that everybody jumps off of," and it literally looked like 30 feet high, and I was shocked. Anyway, that's my
was that
experience.
In Bristol? Was it the Clifton Bridge?
I don't know. We arrived into. High.
I don't know. I've never been.
We arrived into Heathrow and drove somewhere.
It didn't look high enough to be one that you want to leap from.
I was shocked to find out that multiple people have done that. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm just going to urge everybody not to just
keep living.
Yeah,
because life is fun.
Every day, think of something good. Don't focus on the bad.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. That was really disturbing.
We like that message. That's a good message.
Now, from that dark period comes
the song. Can you introduce it for us? We'll play it.
This song's called Animal. Thank you.
Perfect.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight with Tyler and Elaine from Neon Trees on the show. We're going to get some live music from you before you leave the show later tonight. So we'll get a live version of Animal and another album track too, which we're looking forward to. So we want to know, apart from the hair, how rock and roll are you as a band? Mm. We kind of, all our guests who come in, we find a little bit of a niche within them.
Yeah.
Okay. We find out a bit more about it. So Lucy's devised some
questions. I have five
questions
here.
Okay, oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. So have you ever done the obvious and thrown a TV out of a hotel window?
Nope.
We're very
docile.
I looked at her like maybe she did.
No.
Do you know?
Never been tempted?
The thing is that we really like watching television. We wouldn't want to destroy our chances at an entertaining evening.
They're screwed down most of the time nowadays.
Yeah, they don't even lift.
It's true.
What's your favorite TV show to watch when you... Not throwing them out.
Well, that's a good question. Last night we were watching some British TV show about it was it was Snog something Mary or Ignore.
It's amazing.
Kate, our merch girl, and I, we share a hotel room and we were watching that and just floored by the people that they had on there. And
they're
it was
beasts.
Really entertaining.
Seriously.
They really are.
I don't want you guys to get offended by them because that isn't what all British girls and, well, pretty much ladies are like.
No, there are a lot of Americans like that too, so I recognize that there are just people that are nuts everywhere.
They're the ones you call trailer trash.
Yeah.
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 And you say you like Skins.
The American version came out and it wasn't good.
Yeah,
and
everyone's been saying it's really bad.
So I got way into the UK version. It's great. It's good. It keeps me busy in the van, at least.
Yeah.
I enjoy Doctor Who now that we're talking about British television. Yeah. I really do.
You need to watch.
Done well in America as well.
My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Gypsy Wedding, okay.
Oh, my God. It's like Snog marrying a boy, but with weddings and gypsies.
Got it. Oh, gypsies. That adds a twist into any television show.
You don't get a lot of gypsies in
the States.
No, you don't. Yeah, no.
It's amazing.
But that's trailer trash too, right?
Yeah, totally.
But that's so fun. It's such high entertainment. It's like why I watch Real World in America, because it's just so low class and low brow.
Yeah,
sure.
But it's just, it's riveting.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Right, next question. Have you ever caught another band member in bed with a fan?
No, but we teased Chris about it, but it never has happened.
It wasn't bed, it was like a car shoot.
No, and they kissed. We are very innocent people.
Oh, that's really sweet, though. You found him in a car kissing a fan.
Yeah, but I think he got some weird venereal disease.
Just from kissing?
On his anus. It's awful. I'm putting it out there. We need a little more.
I hope
we need a little more
this.
Danger. So we're not that docile.
While he's not here as well, just spill it. Do you know what I mean? Just let it out.
No, most of our fans are like either really young or old or don't roll that way. And if they do,
and honestly, we don't roll that way.
No, you're really good.
I mean, we're so rock and roll on stage that we're really docile everywhere else.
Yeah, just like I'm wiped out.
And we laugh a lot and we make a lot of jokes and we're kind of snarky sometimes, but that's the extent of it.
Okay, there's only three more rock and roll questions to go. What is the longest you've stayed up without any sleep?
Oh, that's a long time. We rarely get full nights of sleep.
No sleep at all.
When I'm at home, I never sleep. I think maybe
three days.
Maybe the most, yeah.
I think the most, for me has probably been 48 hours straight.
Yeah.
Without a wink of sleep. And that was, I was borderline crazy. I started to feel unlike myself.
Yeah,
I could start to feel my soul inside my body separating itself.
Yeah. I know, you're looking down on someone that isn't you.
My skin isn't my own. It feels really creepy. Best I'm wearing a bodysuit.
And caffeine won't do anything.
No, caffeine just makes you feel crazier. Because it makes you separate from your skin even more.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Bottle of Jack Daniels or a bottle of milk?
We actually have chocolate milk on our rider.
Amazing.
And Tyler's vegan, so neither.
Yeah, it's hummus. I'll just drink
hummus and celery. Yeah. And finally, hedonism in Ibiza or chill out in Mauritius?
Mm. Mauritius sounds like a cool guy.
Chill out in Mauritius. Nice. What is Mauritius?
It's an island.
An island. Yeah,
see, we don't even know that. We're so we're so like, oh, do you mean Florida?
You're so American.
Texas?
Yeah, Indian Ocean.
We're from
Indian
America.
We get that.
Yeah, I think the chilling.
Sarah Palin never left. You don't need to either.
Oh, goodness.
Thanks very much for coming to see us.
Thank you.
On that note,
thank you. Let's just not talk about her.
No. Brilliant songs. Brilliant album.
Yeah.
Best of luck in the UK.
You.
And hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yes. Thank you.
Maybe festivals, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yes,
of course. Have you been confirmed for any yet?
I don't think it's confirmed yet, but it's in the works.
Yeah. So, like, we'll just be Glastonbury, that kind of thing.
Mysterious.
Yeah.
Amazing.
See you at Glastonbury.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Clap for ourselves.
Yeah.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and we've had these girls on the phone, but tonight they are in the studio with us, the lovely Parade.
Yeah! Finally, we've got you here.
Yeah!
Oh my God, it's going to be loud, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Louder.
Turn it up.
Sorry, Alex,
straight
I couldn't resist.
The next half hour is all about you girls. Is that okay?
Yeah, works for us.
Everyone's comfortable and ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, tonight, Parade, In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight the Parade girls
are on. Yay!
So let's talk about our history, because we've had you on the phone and you introduced yourselves, told us your fascinating facts and stuff like that. Yeah. But it was a girl called Lauren who first texted the show, didn't she?
Yes.
Lauren underscore Parade, I think. Is
Lauren
her? They're also Massive Wanted fans.
Yeah, it's
the same one, isn't it? And she gets so excited. She tweeted us the other day going, I can't believe they're coming in and I helped you and everything.
The weirdest thing was, one night she'd sent us a text to ask for a song. And it was The Wanted, and we played it. She came on air, she asked for the song. We played the song. Whilst the song was playing, Max then texted us and said, get us on the phone.
Mm.
So he then came on the phone afterwards, and that made her year.
Yeah.
For her then to come on the show and introduce us to you, she's amazing.
I think she's got a future as a plugger.
So you've been on the road with Alexandra.
Yes.
How is it going so far?
It's going really, really well. Yeah. Like, we've had great crowds, and she's so lovely as well and down to earth. And we've watched the show a couple of times, and it's like magnificent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, her voice is insane.
Flawless.
Yeah. So how did you girls all originally get together? Because that's one thing we didn't discuss on the phone last time.
It was just over a year ago now. We've been together just over a year. Our record label and our management decided, you know what? Let's put a girl band together. So they held auditions all over the country, advertised everywhere. And there was some pretty intense auditions, not going to lie. And then just over a year later, here we are.
Yay! So do you all live together now?
Yeah.
That's the sort of typical girl band thing. You get put together and then you live together.
Yeah.
Is 2011 going to be the year of the girl group, do we think?
Yeah.
Because there seems to be quite a few of you sort of creeping into our lives. Have you managed to see any of the others or meet any of others?
We met Wonderland.
Yeah.
Oh, really, really nice.
Yeah, they were
lovely. There's the Ultra Girls as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've not met them.
But there's room enough for you all, yeah?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Now, a lot of groups, acts in general, all have names for their fans. Like, Alexandra has her name for fans. Who is it? Jessie J called hers Heartbeats.
Yeah.
So what have you got? Have you got a name for your fans yet?
Yes. They actually kind of named themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
Which was cool.
Yeah.
Are they Paradettes?
Yes!
I like that. That's
she's done her research.
So we have to say a massive hi to all the Paradettes, especially everyone on Twitter.
And Paraders. The male fans get a bit offended.
Can you introduce your song? We'll play it now.
Yeah.
Hi, we're Parade, and this is our new single, Louder.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, the Parade girls are still with us.
Hello.
So let's find out who inspired you as artists, your musical idols.
Yeah.
Let's start with Emily. Who was your favourite artist when you were growing up?
Oh, I liked Beyonce, like Destiny's Child. I think she's just so talented and like so inspirational to like everyone. And because she did the girl band thing as well, it's really nice and it's great inspiration for us as well.
So. Lauren, how about you?
Growing up, I was really into like old school kind of rock and blues. I really liked Bonnie Raitt growing up. But obviously the whole pop thing as well, and collectively we all really like... you know, like Lady Gaga, Beyonce, obviously now. So, yeah.
Bianca.
growing up?
Yeah. Who made you want to be a singer or in a pop group?
I don't know. Well, we're obviously Spice Girls were the business, weren't they? And I remember the first CD I bought was Aqua Barbie Girl. I remember loving that song. But Jared, so that was kind of the extent of my kind of like cool pop knowledge, because I was listening to like Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen, like really just stuff that my parents listened to. Really.
Yeah.
And Sean?
Well, my dad brought me up on like rock, like I love Nirvana and U2 and that sort of thing, so I've got a real soft spot for that sort of music. But then my mum was kind of the other extreme. She liked like soul and stuff, and she really liked like Salt and Pepper and Think People Like That.
Thank you very much for coming to see us.
Thank you.
It's been amazing having you on the show. I think we're going to see a lot of you.
Yay!
So get used to our faces.
It tends to
happen with people nowadays. We need you to choose a song that you love in the chart at the moment. To play now.
This is going to be tough for, with all your different musical
choices. Yes, it is. We're already debating.
I think they're about to really please their record.
There's one that we do listen to
all the time in the car, don't we?
Take it away, B.
Bruno Mars, Grenade.
Can you introduce it for us?
Hi, we're Parade.
What? What's going on in
it?
Oh, you want to say
hi, we're Parade.
All right, sorry.
Hi, we're Parade.
And this is Bruno Mars, Grenade.
That'll do.
That's fun.
Yay,
thank you.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. In Demand. FM.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy backstage on the all night long tour with the lady who's in charge. Alexandra. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. So weird to say that in February.
I know. It's been a while.
It has. I know.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it Psycho?
I think so.
And then when was the gig that we was at? That was after?
That was before.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Never mind.
But yeah, Psycho's
it's
the last
a new
time.
Year. Yes. This is all exciting. So how many shows are we in now then?
I think this is the 16th show. We're at the halfway point now officially. For me, it's gone too fast. I kind of want it to slow down. Aww. But it's going so well and I'm very, very pleased.
How's your voice holding out for the tour? Because I can imagine on tour, it must be really hard to keep your voice going.
It's so hard. But you know what? It's great because I'm being very strict on myself. No going out. I did go out a couple of times, but only when I know I've got a day off the next day.
Always.
But you know, today I've woken up with a really bad cold and I'm feeling not at my best, but hopefully I'll perk up before the show and it'll be fine.
You've got your hot honey and lemon.
Got my hot honey and lemon and throat coat, so I'm just going to sound check soon and hopefully I'll be fine for later on. I've got no choice really but to be fine.
I tried throat coat the other day.
Was it alright?
Yeah, Jessie J come in. Yeah. She was like, did anyone want to try any? I was like, yeah.
Oh, throat coat is not the nicest thing in the
weird,
world. It's disgusting. It tastes like licorice.
It's quite syrupy.
Yeah. It's not cool.
No. But I can say I've tried it now.
But you were just adding dates for a second.
I know. We added seven more dates to the tour. Tomorrow is an extra added date as well in Manchester as well. So that's a lot of fun. But yeah, we added quite a few dates and I don't mind it. I love it. I love the touring life. And it's really cool. I'm having a blast. I'm really, really happy in a good space. So, yeah.
You get into the weird thing about being on tour maybe is that you're separate from the outside world quite a lot, or you're getting to listen to new music, you're getting to keep up with the news and stuff like that.
I think it's more why I'm enjoying it is because I'm in a little bubble. Mm. I'm literally wake up, now I'm about to perform. I kind of not watched any TV, hardly on the internet. And I'm in my own little place, so I don't know what's going on with the rest of the world.
Does that mean you've missed Big Fat Gypsy Weddings?
Who?
Big Fat Gypsy Weddings.
What's that?
Oh my god, Alexandra, you love it.
Oh my goodness, what's this?
Everyone is watching it.
It's
every
a new
Tuesday.
Show.
Yeah, it's about gypsy weddings.
See,
and like the dresses.
I mean, I have no idea what's going on.
The dresses they have, like the biggest things you've ever seen, and it's all about their lifestyle and everything. It's fascinating.
Okay, channel?
Channel 4, I think.
Okay, great. Yeah. I shall watch out.
It's amazing.
Oh, really?
Or get your brother or Leo Mason
Someone
Sky
to film
it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, wow. See, that's what I mean. I have no idea what's going on in the world. At all. It's so bad.
In your Alexandra bubble.
I'm in the bubble. I'm in the Burke tour bubble.
So, who's part of the bubble? Who surrounds you every day? Who are the most important people when Alexandra's
the most important people around me right now? Well, always, to be fair, my dancers. my whole team. That includes my lighting, my sound people, my tour management. My family come in and out of the tour. They're here this weekend for Manchester too. And my dog, you know, we're all, yeah. That's all I see every day. We're all in this bubble. My band's amazing as well. You know, they're all just my great friends, and it's good that we've all got great working relationships as well as relationships outside of work. Otherwise it could be pretty awful if you're not getting along with who you're working with.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God, that'd be awful.
Yeah, it'd be really bad. But so it's great that I can call them all my friends as well as people I work with.
And how do you get to sleep after coming off stage? Yeah.
It's the hardest thing.
I'd be hitting the night owl. I'd be like, I need something to help me.
Absolutely. There's rare occasions where I've had to take the night owl because I just can't get to sleep. Honestly, last night I was up watching Gossip Girl to like 3 a.m. and I was like, I have to sleep. What is wrong with me? But it's the buzz from coming off stage. I don't know, it's really weird. It takes a long time to kind of wind down. And that's just the way it is. I got warned about that already. So, but I'm doing okay.
It's that kind of thing that I think if you have a night out and your tour is like the ultimate night out in a
Absolutely.
Sense. And I'll get in and you've either got the music ringing in your ears or you're just laid there and you're just buzzing because you had a great night.
Absolutely. And it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But, you know, it's so... so cool. And I kind of, you know, I know I've got my second album to record once I finish this tour, but I don't want this tour to end.
Aww.
I don't really want it to end. We're having such a blast.
Yeah, but then new album.
I know I've got to look
and
forward
arenas.
To all of that words and
yeah. I've got to do arenas
and absolutely
the picture of you in the JLS boys in
God.
Your pants.
I know. The pants and the underwear range comes out really really soon, and then the clothes come out a month after. So
you look awesome.
Thank you so much.
The figure is amazing. You're like, check her out.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Now, obviously, we know you're not shy, but was it quite strange stripping off in front of the boys?
Yeah, it was weird because they're my friends and we all had to, like, they had their jeans on to save them.
Exactly.
At me, they were like, you've got to be literally in your pants and bra. And I was like, oh, right, okay. So I made them do a whole shoot of me alone first so I could get comfortable. And then they walked in and I was like, oh God, JLS. And then Aston was the only one that was taking the mick out of me to make me feel so shy.
Aww.
But it was fine because they're my brothers and it was a lot of fun.
It's like you've got your harem around you.
Darling,
you're like,
it was
the princess.
The hottest shoot I've ever done in my whole entire life.
They look amazing.
They look
as well.
So good.
They're abs.
So good. I know.
I looked at the picture the other day and
it's
I was
crazy.
Just staring, going, wow.
It's crazy. They look awesome.
And I love in the photo, it's Arisha, I think, he's the only one. He's got a jean button undone. Like,
oh, has he?
Little sausage.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
I haven't even noticed. I shall have a look after this interview.
When did it go on sale?
I'm not sure of the date as yet, but it's going to be confirmed in the next week.
And is it just
and
through
I can
website?
Post it. It's going to be in certain stores and online on the 2KX website as well. But all the information will be on my Twitter within a week's time.
So 2KX stands for?
2010.
X Factor.
We're going to have to edit that. It stands for something. I don't know. We didn't make up.
Oh, we don't know.
We didn't make up.
Oh,
all
right.
Yeah, they've given an explanation about it.
I thought we'd give it away.
No, they've given an explanation about it, but I don't.
Well, that makes sense. Well, no, because Lucy explained it to me. I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
There is an explanation on Google.
Established in 2010, wasn't it?
Yes.
Last year.
Yeah.
And 2000. Year 2000 was 2K.
Yes.
And 10X is the Roman numeral. Is Roman numeral for 10 as well, or is it 100?
No,
oh, no, you've got that right.
Yeah.
You've got that right.
Have
did
I?
You read that?
No, I made it up.
No, that's the exact thing. That's
yeah!
What I read it. So they didn't prep me for that, babe. Yeah, so you got it right and I got it wrong.
I'm going to lose
one here.
Because we all know now, so it's fine. I was just staring at it going, what? That's got to be for 2000.
Yeah, no, it was because it was discovered last year. We've been working on it for a very long time.
Yeah.
So what else will there be as part of the range?
Oh my God,
I'm doing all the women's range and
you can do accessories as well.
Absolutely. But first of all, we're doing all the clothing first. So for me, it's going to be jackets, jeans, dresses, t-shirts, you name it. Then we launch into hopefully accessories, shoes, bags, and the boys have already done a fantastic range as well. And theirs is the same: jeans, boots, and. Mm-hmm. Jackets and blazers and stuff for the men, and it's really cool, very edgy. And what you're going to notice with the girls and the boys range, it all interlinks. So something you can see that the boys have, the girls have a different version of, and it's kind of similar.
That's really good, because I think, you know, I think a lot of girls borrow their boyfriend's jeans.
Absolutely.
And that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Just to feel comfortable and stuff.
Yeah.
And a slightly more
exactly.
feminine, tailored version of that. It's
exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly. So that's what it's about.
It's
going to
be
amazing. It's really cool. It's really cool.
Are we going to have a new single?
Yeah.
As soon as that's been discussed? Or?
Very soon. The single hasn't been picked yet. Hasn't been chosen as it stands, but it's definitely going to be not too long after tour. I'm not waiting.
No.
I'm not waiting.
Well, you never do. I'm not one to wait around.
I'm going to be
another upbeat one, do you think? Because obviously Silence was a ballad.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know yet. At this time, I can't really say too much. But what I do know is that it's just going to be a good feeling kind of factor song. And I'm making sure that I want to, when I come back and I relaunch, I'm going to hit everyone hard.
I can imagine like a dance track.
I hope so. We'll see.
Yeah. Is that a big disco club sort of vibe?
We'll
that would
see.
Work
Hopefully.
Really well.
It depends. It just depends on what we come out with in all of March when recording the album. Because you never know what way it can sway. Because I thought my first single of Overcome was going to be a ballad and it turned out to be Bad Boys. So you just never know until you hear the right song.
Give David Guetta a call.
Absolutely. Why not?
My turn to go with you now.
So the plan is still new album before the end of the year, yeah?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
Before summer, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This girl's working it.
But you know, Start Without You was the summer anthem last year, so you can nail it again.
Got to try our best and get some more goodies.
Genius.
It's going to have to work hard to top that, though.
Absolutely.
Fans who are coming to see you on the tour, what is going to be the bit that just gets them totally overexcited?
I hope all of it's going to get everyone overexcited. I think, you know, this is going to be a show that no one's ever seen me in this kind of light before. I've trained really hard for this tour. And I just, you know, seeing me, like, if fans have come out to already see me in summer shows and stuff last year, it's completely different now. It's a different level, a different ball game. I hope it doesn't shock people too much, but I just hope that everyone has fun. And really, the reason why it's called the All Night Long Tour is because I want everyone to have fun all night long. So we'll see. Hopefully they will, and hopefully they'll be pleasantly surprised.
We've seen some of the photos from it, and some of the outfits are amazing. And we walked in earlier, we walked past the, like, the pressing room.
Oh, did you?
And I could see this long white sort of skirt thing with the sort of diamond taste,
loads of feathers and stuff. So there's, you know, I've got loads of costume changes, and
amazing.
Melissa Odebush designed everything on this tour.
That was it. I saw you in the sort of swimming costumes.
She designed it all, and she's absolutely fantastic, and I have to give a lot of praise to her because she really helped me with my vision and made it become a reality.
Amazing. I understand you're not talking to anyone else on the tour. We've just us.
Oh, pretty much.
So
you guys have got the first exclusive backstage.
Someone told us that.
We've not done anything really.
Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy. Don't forget the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.